The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers. So many people stopping by this morning. Appreciate you guys so much for listening into us. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo, and there has been a couple of Nation members, but a strong presence of Mike's Mafia.
There's been plenty of Nation members.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, you said a couple. I said plenty.
Okay.
They're different.
All right. I would say two is a fair assessment. But, you know, it's been a steady flow of Mafia members. Skip just came by. He did not prank Allie. He did bring some donuts, though. And we'll get the wake-up call in 1 minute. I was writing down questions of the wake-up call, and it almost sounds like a three strikes that you would hear on the steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going, okay, predictions for the Falcons game this weekend. We were talking about revenge games for Georgia and Kirby Smart. We haven't seen a lot of those, so I was going to ask people if they have a memorable revenge game, a get-back game. I have one that I'll get to before we get the wake-up call in just 1 minute. And then I was also going to say, hey, what's your favorite menu item at McDonald's? Because I'm just looking up at the menu, and it's about to go down any moment from now.
Well, if you really want it to sound like three strikes, just yell at people when they don't answer.
Well, I was like, hey, we got an NFL, we got a college, and we got a food. And that's usually where steak goes. So, nonetheless, 404-726-0929. We'll do the wake-up call here in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, before you clock in, here are your headlines for the morning for the MLB playoffs. Dodgers lead the NLCS 3-0 after a 3-1 win over the Brewers. Blue Jays tied up the ALCS 2-2 with an 8-2 win over the Mariners. In Thursday night football, Joe Flacco and the Bengals beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night, 33-31. And the Hawks did lose their preseason game last night to Houston, 133-115 here at home. But apparently, another headline from the Hawks is that Trae Young will not agree to a contract extension with the Hawks before the start of the regular season next week.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, Bo. I don't think that's shocking. I actually think it's the right move. I do love Trae Young, but you do come to a point in his career where you wonder what's best for him, what's best for the team. He's given a lot of weapons this year. Hopefully, they can stay healthy and make a run at it.
Yeah, it's I don't know why we're opposed to it. And I've heard some fans say that they don't understand it, and I think it's just like anything else. You can't say in other sports you want guys to play out their contract and not think that Trae Young, who's been here, 7 years now?
Yeah.
I think 8 years, and we've got one Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not saying I don't want Trae to be here moving forward. I just think it's a smart move organizationally. You've loaded the roster. You got a young, talented roster. You got a couple of veterans sprinkled in there. This is the best roster Trae Young's probably came in a season with, so maybe the time is now, hopefully. And he'll get paid. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Whether he's here or not.
He's going to get a lot of money.
And I think
Trae, NBA money is long.
Yeah, and I think Trae wants to be here, but I do think Trae understands why this is the way it is. I believe that. I'm glad they're not negotiating during the season. Let's see what the season is, and then get out of the season, do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, before we go to the phone lines, too, do you have a revenge game that you can remember? Or maybe even a series in baseball? I think you know what mine is. Mine's usually always the same one when it comes to this situation. Do you know what it is?
Yours?
Yeah.
Your revenge game?
Yeah.
It's probably the SEC championship game in 2009. I get it. I'm trying to think, because the revenge hasn't always worked out well.
Right.
For us, but Not one off top.
I'm surprised you're not going with the year after the Georgia Bulldogs danced on the field.
Yeah,
the entire team.
So you know,
the
I went. I was at that game.
Were you really?
Yeah, and Urban starts calling the timeouts.
Yeah, Urban starts
like
calling
three
timeouts.
3 minutes left
the next year. Yeah,
I just didn't,
that's a good revenge.
It is a good revenge. I just don't ever think about that one because that Florida that year. The only thing I think about is how good that team was. That Florida team was,
and so good.
They shouldn't have lost the Ole Miss game, but
it worked out for them.
Yeah. And Florida never got revenge on Nebraska. You know what a good one was? Florida losing to Florida State in the last game of the regular season in 96.
Oh, yeah.
And then turn around and beating them 52 to 20 in the Sugar Bowl for the national title. That was a good revenge game.
I always think, too, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, the Auburn-Georgia Kerryon Johnson game in 2017, the regular season game, and then playing them back in the SEC championship.
That's a good one.
And Georgia fans rejoiced in that one because that team obviously went on to play for a national title. Bama lost to the same Kerryon Johnson Auburn team just a couple of weeks after Georgia did.
I know Ike Hillier's no longer with the team, but when he was with the team, we were leaving to go to a game and from the hotel. And I was like, I talked to him for a second. I was like, hey, man, like, I still remember that time against Florida State in the Sugar Bowl where you caught the ball down the sideline and you cut it inside and then you stopped on a dime and those two guys hit each other and you walked in for the end zone. I was like, that was cool.
Wow. Wow. Fanboyed out just a little bit. 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit this thing. All right. Like I said, the wake-up call, we got plenty of topics to talk about today. Falcon stuff going on. A couple of really cool matchups there in college football. And obviously, we're at McDonald's today. So if you got any thoughts on McDonald's food, let us know. Dylan, let's go straight to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Meat. He says he's on the road in Virginia. Meat, what's going on, man?
What's up, y'all? Hey, man, I just want to point out, I think this is the cleanest football that the Falcons have ever played under Remy Morris in the last two games. But I did see one mistake when Zach Robinson called that throw. I think they were maybe inside the 30 when the DB dropped the interception. That could have been catastrophic. And that's the only thing I seen that was a mistake in the past two games. They keep playing clean football. We can't lose, man.
Yeah, I completely agree with. Thank you for the phone call, Meat. We talked about it yesterday. The throws across the middle, they're dangerous right now for Michael Penix.
Yeah, and I think, can I take Meek's comment and kind of build on it? I don't think it was the play call as much as the actual decision by the quarterback.
I agree.
I think you had to – the way they were playing, you had to throw the football to loosen them up and to be able to get in. You couldn't just hammer it three times at that situation. But you notice the run they did the next play was the orbit – play with Algier.
Yep.
And
put him in the slot.
Yeah, it worked because of the way the play design was, and you ran to the outside and you really stretched him. I just thought it was a bad decision, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I
agree. He's 100% right on the I would just take it a step further and say it wasn't the play call as much as the decision by the quarterback, but it's 100% right. You've got to know that they're going to – that's the only receiver we've thrown it to all night.
I think the – and I looked at the numbers yesterday. I can't remember off the top of my head, but throwing past the line of scrimmage down the middle of the field, I think Penix was 1 for 5 last week. A couple to Casey Washington tried to force in, so that'll be something we'll be watching throughout Sunday night's matchup. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Randy from McDonald. Randy, what's going on, man? It's good to catch up with you today.
Yes, sir. What's happening, guys? Hey, what's up, man?
Living
I can tell y'all this morning, too, man.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping through.
Listen. My pick for this week, well, I think the Falcons is really going to win this week, 27-17. That's what I got this week. And I'm happy with the Trae Young no extension situation. And man, I really want to see him do a little bit more, man. Yeah, the 11.6 and 6 is good. I need to see him do a little bit more, especially in the leadership department, man. But, you know, and another thing, guys, when is this fan – appreciation week coming from 1998.
Hey, every week's fan appreciation. We appreciate the phone call, Randy. Every week's fan appreciation. That's why we come out here and hang out at the McDonald's.
I give Trae credit. I thought Trae was as good of a leader as he ever been last season. I thought
that's
the best leadership we've seen from him. I think it was the first time he felt like it was truly his team.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just he matured. I don't know. But I thought he was pretty good in that department. I agree. I'm glad that they are doing this. And I think it can work out. Look, we've seen guys bet on themselves before. And And it's not like he's really betting on himself because he's got an option for $50 million, essentially.
Yeah, he definitely does, and he's going to get paid either way. We're just curious if it's here or if it's somewhere else. But he does have a lot of tools on the table as far as this season goes. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in Shocker, Mike's Mafia, agent number 66. Mike's Mafia 66. What's going on this morning, buddy? Happy Friday.
Hey, Mike's Mafia in the house.
Boy, boy, boy. I love it.
Hey, I got an idea for a receiver, and I had an observation about the defense that I thought was really cool. So there was a point somewhere in the game, I don't even remember if it was first half or second half, it was probably third quarter. And so the Bills had the ball, and they, next thing you know, it's third down. And I'm going, okay, hold them, hold them. And they held them. And there's a flag, five-yard penalty, automatic first down. Like, damn, okay. Two plays later, it's third down again. They hold them. It's a flag, five-yard penalty, automatic first down again. I'm going, oh, God, here we go. We're going to just give them the game and hang our head and fade away. Two plays later, it's third down again. They hold them, no flag, punt. And the rest of the game, they just pretty much shut them down. And it just showed to me that psychological resilience that they're not going to get down. They just – those penalties were like water off a duck's back, and they just played their game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, okay, so we lost Agent 66 right there, but I do think he's talking about the penalties. We had one on AJ Terrell, one on Mike Hughes. Those were extremely frustrating coming on third downs when you could add massive stops. But to his point, they did kind of bow their back a little bit.
That's also, and Arch talked about this during the game. I know we'll catch up with Arch here in a few minutes. That's part of the risk and reward that when you want to light a heated guy up like that, and Josh Allen, and making him on any quarterback, you want to make uncomfortable. You're going to put yourself in situations, and Mike, you know this better than anybody, where it's you're singled up.
Yeah.
And when you're singled up, you can't allow free release because you don't have you most likely don't have help.
Yeah.
You really don't. You have to play it like you don't have help. So you're going to get a little handsy and a little grabby, and that's part of it. But you got to let go at some point.
Bear
too.
In mind, they did the same thing. Tre'Davious White did the same thing to Kyle Pitts. They struggle with it as well. So definitely something we'll be keeping our eyes on. All right, let's try to get one or two more here. Dylan, let's go back to the line. Let's talk to Josh in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man? Welcome back on the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. And I'd like to announce my commitment to Mike's Mafia, by the way, man.
Flip.
I really appreciate
you
guys.
Hear this.
Hey, real,
let's go.
Real quick, though, guys. Real quick. McDonald's meal. I got a family of five, man. I got to get that bundle, man, with the three cheeseburgers, 20-piece nugget. Man, you can't go wrong.
Nice.
Also, I think the Falcons take care of business on the road against San Fran. And Georgia Tech, man, we don't really have any big revenge games. But I think we will go into Georgia undefeated, and I think that will be our revenge game against UGA at Mercedes-Benz this year.
Ooh, I like the call on that one. Thank you so much for the phone call, Josh.
Yeah, public service announcement. If you just left McDonald's and you are listening to us and you have a blue car, four-door, you have a cup on your roof.
Your Coca-Cola is up there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, it's probably not on there anymore.
So drive carefully.
You're going to the gas station maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah.
That could end up being a sticky situation. I'll see myself out.
That's a bad deal.
Well played, Dylan.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Appreciate everybody for the phone calls today. Obviously, happy Friday to everybody out there that's riding around and everybody that has stopped through. And a special shout-out to the Mafia showing out today.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, our buddy, former Falcons QB, and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
Come on.
Dave Archer will be joining us. And at some point, we do have to get Dylan's update because tweets are coming in. People are curious what's going on with his car.
Yeah. We'll make time for him. We'll make time for him in the Life of Squid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, thanks,
Bo.
Next
with the Arch is next with the morning shift live from McDonald's in Conyers off Highway 138 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Mike Mafia.
Sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift special edition this morning. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Slim is keeping us on air out here, and Dylan is doing the same back at the station. Former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
Bo wasn't ready.
Analyst. Yeah.
Dave Archer is joining us, and our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, I know it was a shorter week, so what's the vibe been like up at Flowery Branch as you get ready to head to San Francisco?
Yeah, it's been good, Allie. Good practice. Spent yesterday out there with the team, and they got some cool wrinkles that they're going to throw at the 49ers. Get an extra day of rest. I thought that was an interesting thing. I'm so used to when I was playing, you know, as soon as you get out of a short week like that, you're immediately back to work. Now you get Tuesday off, but Raheem gave them an extra day on Wednesday. They responded yesterday with what seemed to me, and you know, everybody's going to say, hey, it was a great practice, but I thought they were running around and bouncing around. It was good to see Darnell Mooney out there, you know, catching balls. I know he was listed as limited on the injury report, but he looked like he was flying around to me. So that was cool to see Storm Norton getting some work on the side. So, yeah, I think that these guys are ready to go to the West Coast and try to get another win.
Arch, we've been talking about the question of, you know, Allie asked us earlier, is there one of the two quarterbacks for the San Francisco that could play? Which one would you kind of rather face? I don't really know how to answer the question because I think they both present different problems for you as a defense. What issues do each of these guys present for defenses?
Well, the problem is, Bo, is both of them are banged up. So if Purdy were healthy, then Purdy presents the athletic piece to it. Now, he's not going to run around like Josh Allen is or Jaden Daniels, but he does have the ability to get out of the pocket and run for first downs, and the bootleg game becomes a little bit more alive with him because of his ability, just because of his athleticism. Mac Jones is really beat up. He's got a shoulder injury. He's got a knee that he's nursing. Anybody that's been watching the 49ers for the last couple of weeks, he's gone down and gotten up really slow a couple of times. You almost thought that he wasn't going to be able to get back in the game. But he's played really, really well. Obviously, the way they're throwing the ball, they're throwing the ball at an unbelievable clip, leading the league and throwing the football. So he's distributing the ball extremely well. So, you know, 6'1", half dozen the other a little bit. You know, I don't think Purdy would be – if they put him in the game, he's obviously healthy enough, I would assume, to do – some of their bootleg stuff and athletic stuff, but based on what I'm reading
about him. You guys are seeing the same stuff. He did some yesterday, but it didn't seem like they were overly enthused about what they saw. What that does is just takes some of the athleticism out of the position a little bit. Now they're throwing the ball at a really high clip, and again they're missing a bunch of receivers. Kittle comes back, so that's kind of what I'm seeing at the quarterback spot.
Dave Archer hanging out with us, previewing the Falcons against San Francisco coming up on Sunday Night Football. And Arch, we had a question earlier. It's Fair Foul Friday. Allie presented the question, will Drake London have more catches than the rest of the offense combined? I'm gonna go the same angle with you, but I'm going to talk about the targets instead of just the catches. Drake London had 16 targets a week ago. The rest of the offense combined for 15. Do you think that happens again? And do you think it's a good or a bad thing if Drake London continues to get targeted at such a high clip?
Well, I guess the other piece to that would be if he catches 10 of them, then you're okay. But
right.
it's fine to target him, but are we getting completions? Is he racking up 125, 130 yards and receiving and a touchdown? 31 targets last week. I think that Drake and Bijan were targeted 24 of the 31 times, I believe. This is something you and I talked a little bit about this week, sort of you and I and Bo talked about. I actually asked Michael Penix yesterday about that, and so we'll hear that on the pregame show. You guys will be hosting Bo in San Francisco or out in Santa Clara and you here in Atlanta, but you guys will be hosting that pregame show, and so I do ask Michael about that. I watched him in practice yesterday, Mike. He was throwing the ball to everybody. Everybody caught balls, multiple balls. It's much like the way I used to try to go about it, is try to distribute the ball. Even though the read takes you certain places, just try to go throw the ball to different guys. He was doing that yesterday. Certainly the coverage is going to take him certain places with the football. Getting back to your original question, can you survive with him having that many targets? The only thing that would make that a positive is if he's getting 8 or 9 receptions. Because that means he's probably has 100, 125 yards receiving and probably a touchdown sprinkled in there. I think right. In the real world, you'd like to have more people involved. There's no question about that. I think they want to have more people involved. But, if you're Buffalo and you keep singling him up and he keeps catching it, then why not keep feeding him?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, Arch, we were kind of talking about the defense here and the differences in what Saleh is doing and Ulbrich. What is really the other thing for me is the difference in this defense without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. What are they doing on defense without these guys? Obviously, mainly in the second half without Fred Warner last week, but what are some areas that they think we can take advantage of the defense and what they're showing you?
Well, Saleh is obviously Ulbrich was with Saleh in New York the last couple of years. I know you guys have probably talked about that. And in all honesty, from what I understand, Saleh kind of just let Ulbrich run the defense and really didn't have a lot to do with it. So Saleh has his own way of doing things defensively. When I watch them on tape, they want to play. They've got a very similar version of the cover four that we run in the back end. So that will be familiar to Michael Penix because he's been going against that here with Ulbrich's defense. I think Ulbrich's defense is more pressure oriented than Saleh's is. Based on what I see on tape, I don't see them coming with a ton of blitzes. Now they'll play man and zone coverage. So I think there's a lot of similarities to what they do. Now, as far as Fred Warner being out of the game, there's no way you replace Fred Warner. I know you can go get, I don't know, whoever you want to get. You're not replacing him. He's probably a Hall of Fame linebacker. So he had 131 tackles last year. Dee Winters is going to try to play in that position. Tatum Bethune, a kid that had 4 tackles last year, a 7th-round draft pick out of Florida State. Luke Gifford, a kid they picked up in free agency. This is a kid. He's a 7-year guy, 30-year-old guy that was a backup linebacker in Tennessee last year. Those are the D winners, Tatum Bethune and Luke Gifford, and maybe Nick Martin, the rookie linebacker out of Oklahoma State. That's who's trying to replace Fred Warner. That's just not – you're not going to get the same kind of play.
We're talking with former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. And there was a note next to Ray McLeod on the did not participate list yesterday, Dave, saying not injury related. I have to ask, have you seen anything at practice that might shed some light, or do you know anything about the situation or what's going on?
Yeah, I probably know a little bit more about it than I and I'm not going to be able to comment on that. I'm going to let the head coach talk about that. It's a very odd situation, I guess is the best way I can put it. And I'm going to let Raheem address the Ray McLeod stuff.
Yeah, that's fair enough, Dave. I think you put it best. I think it's an odd situation, so we'll be waiting to see what kind of comes of that. But I do want to focus back, and we talked about this earlier, Dave. I think you'll agree this could have been a huge moment for Ray McLeod, given the fact that Darnell has been out. You said you saw Darnell moving around yesterday pretty good at practice. Just talk about what a receiver like that with his skill set can do as far as layering the defense and allowing – you know, some of the coverages to kind of become more spaced out.
Yeah, I think that the thing that Darnell did last year, Mike, that was so impressive to me is I didn't know a ton about him, so I went back and watched some tape. I know you did as well. And it was so much conversation about his top-end speed, his ability to blow the top off the coverage, all those kind of things. I thought he ran routes with an incredible precision last year, and that was what was so surprising to me early on this year, is that the routes didn't seem to be as crisp when we got a chance to get him in there. And obviously he got hurt that first day of training camp and was out all training camp, and so you expect some rustiness out of him. But he just didn't see the enthusiasm of running the routes and the precision that he did last year. Obviously some of that probably related to the injuries. He had the shoulder injury, and then there was a soft tissue injury that's kept him out. He looked pretty good yesterday from what I could tell running around. Now, again, they would had him listed as limited. Doesn't mean he's going to play. That'll be something that obviously the coaching staff has to decide. But he looked pretty lively and good to me. But what he brings is just that he's got a veteran piece to him. He had a really good last season, just short of 1,000 yards. I think that the piece that gets lost about him is his ability, and he understands coverage and where to get to. I think when you're a younger receiver, Casey Washington, I think, is playing his rear end off. He's done a really good job blocking in the running game. He runs hard. He blows through. Drake's deep in cut he caught last weekend against Buffalo's because Casey's blowing through the safety to open up the hole there. Mm. But there is an idea of, you know, where the holes are and what you need to get to. And I think Casey's still learning some of that stuff. I think he will. He's still learning that stuff. Darnell brings some of that veteran stuff to him. This is his sixth year in the league. He knows what he can and can't get away with. Casey's probably still trying to figure some of that stuff out. So I think that there's just that veteran piece to it where he understands the game.
Arch, real quick before we go, what have you seen from Jalen Walker's progress as he's come on? It looks like to me he's doing a lot of things that aren't showing up on the stat sheet. But are you seeing that too? I feel like he's really forcing plays from that kind of like hybrid type role that they've got him playing.
Well, I know one thing. There's a guy that returns kickoffs for Buffalo. I hope he doesn't see number 11 again covering a kick. My goodness. I can only imagine as a kickoff return guy, you catch it, you start up the field, and all of a sudden this crease opens up, and that guy is standing in the middle of the hole waiting on you. Jalen Walker, he had a big hit on kickoff return, which is incredible. He's part of their kickoff coverage unit. But, yeah, I think he's continuing to improve, Bo. I think that he's got, 14 tackles? He had four tackles last week, so he's getting more involved. It's a little bit like what I was talking about with Casey Washington, and Mike can assess to this too. You know, you can do some things at the college level just because you're just a superior player, you're a superior athlete, whatever, that you can't get away with in the National Football League because the guy across from you is pretty close to the same level you are. And I think that he's trying to figure out, okay, how do I play the edge? How do I secure that area? What kind of moves can I get away with? What are some areas that I can't get into? Because remember, he's an undersized defensive end playing against these guys that are Mike size or bigger than Mike at 6'6", 6'7", 325, 330 pounds. He probably faced that a couple of times last year in the SEC. And maybe only a few of those guys were National Football League level players. So he's still trying to figure out how to play at this level.
Well, Dave, after Monday's win, I know we're also excited to see Sunday's game. Safe travels. We'll talk to you bright and early Monday morning.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Take care.
Looking forward to it. That's former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Dave Archer, as Bo rolls his eyes at the analyst comment. I do want to mention we are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138 today. We're here until 9. If you look at your clock, it's not much longer, so please stop by if you're close. Coming up, we've got one last look at this Falcons 49ers matchup, and we've got a life of squid.
We will get an update on Dylan's bumper. A Major League Baseball pitcher refuses to come out of a ALCS game, and college football program being funded by Saudi Arabia? I don't know. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show Sports Radio 910 of the game and
the Odyssey app.
It's called a triple tease.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, thank goodness it is Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Slim running things out here for us. Dylan behind the glass at the station. We are anticipating the great bumper update from Dylan coming up in the life of Squid momentarily. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Guys, final thoughts on Sunday's matchup. It is Falcons Friday. So I want to know how you're feeling before you two hit the pregame on Sunday at 6 o'clock, which you can hear right here on 92.9 The Game, 8:22 kick. Where's your gut leaning? How are you feeling?
Well, I think that, first of all, the name I'm going to lean into right now is Kyle Pitts. I talked about it earlier when Fred Warner left this game. Tampa did a nice job of targeting the tight end position. I've talked about Michael Penix's need to, first of all, get his targets away from Drake London a little bit, but also be able to throw across the middle. And I think there's an opportunity here for Zach Robinson to kind of draw it up, get Kyle Pitts going in the game, maybe some, you know, seam kind of things. And they're going to be in zone coverage. So I'll be curious to see how that goes. And then for us, defensively, depending on what quarterback is in there, just continue to stop the run. San Francisco has not been good running the ball. Hopefully you get either one of these quarterbacks in some third and long situations, and that sack total continues to climb the way it has the entire season. So I like the matchup, and hopefully we go out there and play the way we're capable of playing.
Yeah, they're going to have two legit playmakers, and maybe, you know, three, really. I think Kendrick Bourne is having a good year. I don't know what Juwan Jennings will be. I'm not sure how healthy he is. But with Kittle coming back and McCaffrey, that does change their offense a little bit. Now, who's getting them the ball? I don't know. I don't think Trent Williams has been his normal self this year either. I'm not trying to make light or trying to pick on him, but I saw a DB get into the ground last week. And I don't think I've ever seen that.
I believe it, yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there. I do think Arch had very solid points, and it's kind of the ones that we had kind of talked about with these two quarterbacks. But defensively, they're banged up, and I just feel like you got to find a way to take advantage of it. Now, the problem is we're banged up too, and who's playing tackle for us? And how does that change what you want to do? Because how much can you trust Michael Jarrell in one-on-one situations and to kind of hold up even without a Nick Bosa and a Fred Warner?
I was going to say it's such a different conversation if you're talking about Nick Bosa against Michael Jarrell. That would have been the focus of the game plan if Nick Bosa was part of that, but we're not having that conversation.
I still think Yetur Gross-Matos, from what I've seen from him in Carolina, is a player that can win one-on-one. So I feel good. I just feel good because I don't think you're playing perfect defensively, but I think you're playing good enough to beat anybody in the NFL. And you've gotten two quarterbacks in the MVP race, one of which a reigning MVP candidate, who you've held to under 200 yards passing. That is what elite defenses do. You have not allowed a 200-yard passer all year. I don't think you've allowed a team over 300 total yards all year. Can they get the run game going? I don't know. So I've got lots of questions, but I like this for us. I think we are the hot hand. So I'd like to ride with that.
Please.
And I really hope so, considering I'm going to be flying probably a total of 10 hours in the next 3 days and rolling in here Monday morning, probably around 7 a.m. with you guys.
Come on. We'll keep the water nice and warm.
All right, we've waited long enough. We need to get to the great bumper update in the life of Squid.
I mean, we're here at McDonald's with breakfast. Everybody's got breakfast around us. And you know what? If you got breakfast at home or you're about to go get breakfast, go by Publix. Get the breakfast sauce too, and the W sauce, all their fine products. All right, Dylan, we're going to sandwich your bumper in the middle.
Hey,
because
yo.
I first want to get to a story from baseball last night. Max Scherzer, who I had on my fantasy squad and was injured a lot of this year.
Yeah.
Honestly, look up at the TV at the clubhouse last night and I go, oh, I forgot Max Scherzer was still
yeah, I know.
Was in Toronto.
You can be forgiven for that.
And he has a moment where, look, they go to take – it's the bottom – it's not the bottom of the sea. It's the top of the – bottom is bottom of the fifth. I don't know what I'm thinking. And he's at 78 pitches and John Schneider comes out there to pull him. And Scherzer starts screaming at Schneider. So I'm sure Schneider's probably said, all right, blank you. You do it. I don't know if he said that, but that's what I would have said. You stay out here then. And so he does, and he strikes out Randy Arozarena, and it just, you know, gets all pumped and then walks off the mound. I have to side with a guy like Max Scherzer in this situation. Do I like that he screamed? Probably a better way to handle that. But a dude that's done it as long as he has, that kind of knows what he has is in the tank.
Yeah, it kind of feels like he deserves that opportunity.
Yeah. I think you can do things respectfully. We've seen Chris Sale is that. Let me tell you something. Chris Sale, I think he's that type of guy too. We've seen him kind of have those moments. It's not meant in disrespect. It is a competitiveness thing. Now, if you ask me, well, why do you say you're okay with Scherzer screaming at his manager in a playoff game? And not with what's our guy that everyone wants to sign every year?
Bauer.
Bauer, when he turns around and throws the baseball over the center field wall? Well, one of them is a D-bag move in a regular season game, and the other is Max Scherzer just wanting to finish the fifth inning. He didn't throw the ball over the wall, or anything. He wasn't going to do that. Max Scherzer's also earned his stripes. He's been a competitive guy who's done things for the most part the right way. He earned that right.
Can I read this John Snyder quote? Because I think it's hilarious. If you don't realize that Max Scherzer has two different color eyes. Well, John Snyder in his quote said, I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. He locked eyes with me. Both colors. That's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Well, and that crazy look he gets is magnified by the fact that both eyes are different colors.
I'd be terrified, honestly.
So you don't know. I got a blue eye and a brown eye staring at me. I don't know what to do.
It does give him a certain villain kind of look to him.
Absolutely does.
Good stuff.
All right. Story number two. Dylan has an update on his duct tape bumper.
Monday, 3:30. My car. I will take my car to the collision shop. We are scheduled for it to be fixed.
Whoa. Hold on now. I got to ask.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to do you wrong.
Nope.
He air-horned himself.
Are you scheduled for an estimate to get looked at, or is it actually that car will not leave the body shop without a new bumper?
That's a good question.
That car will not leave the body shop without a new bumper, and I have I've got it scheduled to get a rental car as well, too, after. Like, so I'm dropping my car off at 3:30 at the collision place that I've hooked up with my insurance, and then I got a rental car through my insurance as well, and we're picking that up at 4 o'clock. So it's going down Monday.
Short follow-up. Do they have to replace the hood, too, because you've had duct tape on it for 8 months?
They're going to have to replace the hood, not because of duct tape, but because there is a little bit of a dent in the hood, too. They are gonna have to replace the hood.
Oh, man. All right, good for you. We'll have to get a follow-up on that.
What I'm hearing is our show call is not going to be at 4 o'clock on Monday. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's a good call. Actually, a good look at. So, yeah, we might need to push that forward or back. So we'll figure that out.
All right.
I love to hear it. I won't know if you're working because I just locate the duct tape.
It was a long time in the making, but we're here.
Now I will never know if Dylan's late or not because I won't be able to see his duct tape job. All right. Real quick, there was a story out yesterday that Michael Lombardi, who is the GM of the North Carolina college football team for Bill Belichick, Michael Lombardi, who I'm not a fan of, who I think has made up stories in the past, including years ago when he said that after a loss in Matt Ryan's sophomore season of the Falcons, second season, he said, well, the Falcons aren't sold on Matt Ryan inside the building. Which was a hack job because he hated Thomas Dimitrov because he thought he deserved that job. But anyways, I digress. Went to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudis about funding the UNC football program. Well, that story has a slight correction because apparently he didn't go there. He just met with a Saudi who is a huge football fan of UNC apparently. And a Saudi national is what I kind of read it. And so that they're interested, but it's interesting because first off, when Bill Belichick goes into the Hall of Fame in the NFL, Pablo Torre would not be invited to the event.
No, he won't,
because Pablo Torre has not become an investigative reporter. He's become a Bill Belichick insider.
He's got a mole in the building.
He's got a mole in his inner circle, and it's weird.
Might
to
be
me,
Jordan.
It's weird to me that Bill hasn't found this out. Or he hasn't sniffed it out and stopped all this, because a guy that is so about control.
Yeah.
Who's feeding Pablo Torre all these stories? Pablo Torre didn't break a story in 10 years at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly he's an investigative reporter and has every insight. If Bill Belichick has an upset stomach, Pablo Torre will know about it.
This is one of those things from like the movie like Homeland or the show Homeland or something, where they're going to feed like five different stories to five different people, and they're going to see which one comes out, and they're going to know. You know what I mean? They're going to know exactly which one it is.
And it's like, on the next Pablo Torre podcast, Bill Belichick had a bad steak. I will tell you where
and Bill's
what he
be
did
like,
about it.
I knew it was Jason. I told Jason about that bad steak.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick have a fight. We'll talk about it next on the Pablo Torre podcast.
It is crazy, man.
It's ridiculous.
I just want to say,
but
though,
it's funny,
that I've been talking about this public investment fund for like 2 years, and I've been saying all along it is only going to be a matter of time before they buy a college football program and give them $100 million to make a good crop of players.
I truly feel, and I heard this a while back, and it was more expanded than you were talking about, mm-hmm. with all of sports, is that they away f- the Saudi Arabia wants to get into that PIG or PIF or whatever it's called fund, wants to get into the entirety of sports in America and be making money off of it. And the PGA, the LIV thing, was just the first. Although I think that might be going.
I don't know that they really even care about making money. I think it's just simply a messaging thing, but that's neither here nor there.
And we got a roll for today. So for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, along with Slim, keeping us on air out here, thank you for being here today. Enjoy your Falcons Friday. Thanks to everyone for coming out to McDonald's today out in Conyers on Highway 138. Yeah, huge crowd. And thank you so much to the staff for taking such great care of us today as well. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't let the Saudis invest in your funds.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.